続いて第2部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 16.
Tina works for an American company that makes pens, and she regularly travels all around the United States to sell the company's products. Next month, she will go on her first overseas business trip. Tina's company wants to start selling pens to companies in Taiwan, so she will go there to talk to some possible customers.
Question. What will Tina do next month? Number 17.
Last year, Mark started writing a novel. He enjoyed working on it at first. However, after a few months, he found that he was not able to continue the story. A friend told him that a famous author wrote a diary to improve her own writing. So Mark decided to try writing one too. After he does that for a while, he will try to continue writing his novel.
Question. How is Mark planning to improve his writing? Number 18.
Attention, please. This is a safety announcement from Clarktown Pool. Young children should be watched carefully. Swimmers are reminded that diving is not allowed on weekends, so please do not use the diving boards today. Also, please remember that the pool will close at 7 o'clock today and tomorrow. Thank you for your cooperation.
Question. What is one thing the announcement says? Number 19.
There was a British man born in 1774 named Matthew Flinders. All his life, he was interested in sailing and maps. In 1803, he went to Australia and then became the first person ever to sail around it. Flinders made very useful maps of Australia. His maps were used for a long time, even after he died. He is still famous in Australia today.
Question. What is one reason Matthew Flinders is famous? Number 20.
Welcome to the Palmer Island Visitor Center. We have a busy schedule today, but before we start our tour of the island, I'd like to tell you about the island's past. I'm going to talk about how it was discovered, and I'll tell you about a famous battle that was fought here. I'll also show you some pictures of the battle. I hope you'll find this talk interesting.
Question. What is the speaker going to talk about next? Number 21.
A man from Austria named Victor Gruen came to the United States in 1938. At that time, it was difficult for some people to go shopping because the shops were far away from each other. Gruen designed a large building where there were many shops in one place. This building was called a shopping center. Gruen's first shopping center was opened in Detroit, and his idea became popular worldwide.
Question. What do we learn about Victor Gruen? Number 22.
Simon works at a software company. Last week, he started developing a new computer program that organizes photos. The program will be put on the company's website, and people will be able to download it for free. Simon hopes that it will attract a lot of customers to the website, and that these customers will want to buy his company's other software for photo editing.
Question. What does Simon's company plan to do? Number 23.
Most people these days do not like waking up in the middle of the night. However, scientists have found that 500 years ago, people in Europe regularly enjoyed waking up at around midnight. Some scientists believe that this was because people would go to bed just after sunset because there was no electricity. Around midnight, people talked to their family or neighbors before going back to sleep again.
Question. What do we learn about people who lived in Europe 500 years ago? Number 24.
Steve and Nancy grow roses near their home in England. They used to sell their roses to a garden center nearby. But the garden center closed 3 years ago, so they started selling them on the internet instead. Now they sell roses to people all over Europe, and their business has become very successful.
Question. What did Steve and Nancy do 3 years ago? Number 25.
Professor Simpson is a researcher at a university, and he is an expert on transportation problems. There have been more traffic accidents in his city recently, and Professor Simpson is now doing research to find out why. He has been looking at the amount of traffic and where the accidents occur.
Question. What is Professor Simpson doing research about? Number 26.
These days, many people like to use smartphones while riding on the train. Now, the city of Moscow in Russia provides people with electronic books called e-books. People can download these e-books on their smartphones and read them for free while they are on the subway. There are over 100 e-books by classic Russian authors available. The city hopes this will encourage more people to read.
Question. How is the city of Moscow trying to make people more interested in reading? Number 27.
Welcome to Sandsville Today on KTXN. Today's guests are Mrs. Regina Parker and Mr. Timothy Norris, who live in Sandsville. They will talk about the new plans for a shopping mall here. Mrs. Parker believes that it should be built because it will create many new jobs. However, Mr. Norris believes that many local businesses will close because they will lose customers to the new mall. Let's begin the discussion.
Question. What is the topic of today's program? Number 28.
Yesterday, Teresa asked her coworker Ronald for help. She was preparing a presentation for a customer, and she needed to make a graph with information about how many people visited the company's website. Ronald found the data for her so she could make the graph. Teresa bought him lunch that day to say thanks.
Question: How did Ronald help Teresa? Number 29.
Recently, Mr. Yamada received a very expensive electricity bill. He wanted to find out why, so he checked to see what his family was doing. He noticed that his daughter Rina has been forgetting to switch off the air conditioner in her bedroom when she leaves for school. Mr. Yamada told her to always turn it off before she leaves.
Question: What has Rina been doing recently? Number 30.
Paula is trying to sell her house. Several people have come to look at it, but no one has wanted to buy it. The real estate agent told Paula that her kitchen was a little dark, so Paula has decided to paint it a brighter color. She hopes that having a nicer-looking kitchen will help her sell her home.
Question: What is Paula going to do?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて、答えの記入をやめてください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより、最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。